begun that Advent journey to Bethlehem. And in the coming 4 weeks, we're going to have a different aspect of the journey of our faith. In this particular week, we have the journey towards peace. The journey towards peace. Did you listen carefully to the words that Isaiah shared with us this morning? The words that God shared of that promise and that hope. That he shall be the judge of the nations and shall arbitrate for many peoples. And then it went on to say, they shall beat their swords into plowshares, their spears into pruning hooks. Nations shall not lift up sword against nation. And this was the part that got me. Neither shall they learn war anymore. Neither shall they learn war anymore. When we think about peace in the world, we think about all the generations that have learned war. And when peace comes, we still know that skill, don't we? So that when that time of maybe dissatisfaction with one another or that issue that causes some conflict arises, we can remember what we learned about war, and we can go into battle and fight over what has created whatever conflict. But God promises us that there will be a time when we will learn war no more. Well, that would mean that we don't know that particular habit. We don't know that particular skill. Think about the things you've learned that you've had to unlearn. Now, many of you know, because you've traveled with me for over 2.5 years, that I have been on a weight loss program. Well, I had some really old habits that I learned that put all that weight on. And over the course of this Thanksgiving holiday, I remembered them. I remembered them rather well. But if I had moved to that place where I had could learn them no more, then when those temptations come before me, I wouldn't have the knowledge to step into those negative places in my life, those bad habits in my life. So I want us to think in terms of this journey toward peace. God is saying there will be generations. God's promise delivered to us through the babe in Bethlehem, that there will be generations that will learn war no more. Can we imagine that kind of a world? Can you imagine a world where you don't have to go out and get a concealed weapons permit because there's no need? Can you imagine a world where we don't worry about our neighbor and fear the difference that they might be? That it is a time where we can simply love one another and love our neighbor? It is the journey towards peace. That is what God promises in the gift of the babe of Bethlehem. That promise will be fulfilled. That the world will come to that place when there will be war no more. Nation will strive and desire to be in a relationship with God. The only place the world will want to be is up on God's high holy mountain. That's God's promise. That seems a little bit more than we can take in or can handle or can do, doesn't it? But the journey towards peace also has that individual component as well. So I want you to think just for a moment, when in your life you feel peace? What do you need to be at peace with yourself, at peace with God, at peace with your family? And when you think about what it requires for you to have peace, and think about those moments when you've experienced that peace, do you have those moments you can capture? Do you have those moments you remember? Because I'm going to tell you one of mine. It's just recent. It was in October. There was chaos all over this 3-story house on the beach in the Outer Banks. There were 20 to 30 beers, somewhat related people, running up and down those stairs. And the noise was astronomical. But in the midst of that, I was at peace. Because there was love, there was joy, there was community and connection. If you can capture those moments, and I even got to share with them some real good Christian music and some great prayers, so I got to share with them the gospel message of Jesus Christ. Think about those moments in your life and how you're first connected to God and then you're connected to the community. And take those moments and move into them and translate them out into the world. Because what we are the John the Baptists of today. We are the messengers of the gospel. We are the messengers of that journey God wants towards peace. We are the messengers to bring that forward. So if we can't stand in that right relationship of peace with God, then our neighbors aren't going to hear it. So as we journey this Advent, take time to remember what peace is in your life and move towards it. And we're going to move really quickly towards the baptism service because we have a baby that's saying, I want to be baptized and I want it right now. So, brothers and sisters in Christ, as we move to that place in our worship service, move with it with the peace, love, and joy that is in your heart. And know this Advent season, God is calling you on a journey of peace. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.